This is Femi Kuti, NYC Radio Live.
Amigos, how you doing? If all is going well with my plan, and my plan's, I got a decent average, then while this is being put out in the universe, I am in Cuba recording music for you, but this will help because there are like something like another 18 hours of music from the 24-hour Ragas Live festival that I've yet to share with you. And we've had the first four sets from 12 till 4 p.m. are up there. And those were Brooklyn Raga Massive, Ravi Shankar tribute, the great group Ashkara, Arun Ramamurti trio, and Dan Weiss's drum set solo. So most of those were kind of group ensembles. At this point in the programming, we kind of shift gears into the deeper raga segment as the time starts to change, as the light started changing. This is Steve Harris, a slide guitarist. He's based in Long Island. D. Harris is how what he goes by, and he is spectacular. And I think you'll enjoy hearing raga on guitar. And you know that we are. Have support from the Rubin Museum of Art, who bring us this piece of wisdom. Here's a good one from Eleanor Roosevelt. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Ain't that the truth? Eleanor Roosevelt from This Is My Story. And the Rubin Museum's series, The Wisdom Matrix, is underway this fall. So check that out, and here is the music of D. Harris. And of course, Nitin Mohan joins him on tabla. Really excellent accompanist. Enjoy. Thanks for listening.
We're going to start off with Rob Kirwani. Valumbit Gut in Tintal and Drut Gut also in Tintal. This composition I got from recording from Vasant Rai, who I'd have to say is my main influence for not only Indian music, but for, because of his East-West contribution for any music. So here's to Vasant Rai.
Thank you.
you so much. We'll do a short piece. And I mentioned the artist Vasan Rai before. He was a great, great Silk Road player that studied with Alauddin Khan. And I never met him. He died in 1985, but his music is just in me. And he's, you know, a great influence on me. So this is one of his East-West compositions called Autumn Song. And then it goes into another one called The Smile of the Goddess Saraswati.